So let's start again. On Lamed Aleph on the base, on the bottom, the Gemara has a kasha uraminhu. How can the Mishnah say that there's a knas of oinus of mafata by bo al achoso? Why shouldn't it be covered with the din of kom lebe derabmine? So the top tesis on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph explains that the Gemara thought in the hadamina that the Tana de Bechiskia, which appears on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, that kom lebe derabmine applies even with the fellow was mechal Shabbos b'shoigeg. They thought that it's not restricted only to Misa and Mammon, thought it even applies to Malkus and Mammon. So one of the answers is going to be Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, Tana de Bechiski only applies to Misa and Mammon, doesn't apply to Malkus and Mammon. But Rish Lakish doesn't agree. Rabbi Yechanan appears on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yechanan appears on Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Here. Where's Rabbi Yechanan? Four lines from the top. Yechanan appears on Lamed Beis on Beis. Yechanan Amar. It depends whether Hisrabo or Lo Hisrabo. If Lo Hisrabo, so it's Chayvei Malki Shogigim, so then there's no Kamblei with the Rabbanei. Chayvei Misa Shogigim, there is Kamblei with the Rabbanei. That's known as Tanu Beit Chizkia. Chayvei Malki Shogigim, there's no din of Kamblei with the Rabbanei. And Rish Lakish is quoted in the Gemara on Lamed Gimel on Beis, right in the middle of the Omer, after the two dots. Says Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan. He holds that Tana Bechizkia, Lochilakdam and Shogig Lameizid, is not restricted only to Nisa and Mammon, even applies to Malkus and Mammon. So the whole Tchilas HaSugya, that's the top taste of Islam and Beis Amanov, the whole Tchilas HaSugya was like Rish Lakish. The Gemara thought the Pasha is like Rish Lakish, that Tana Bechizkia even applies to Malkus and Mammon. So that was why they had this Kasha. How can you say, Elan Avshayishlam Knas? Abu Alachoso, why shouldn't we apply Kam Lebe de Rabmine? So what was the answer? So the first answer was Amarula, the top line Alam and Beis Amud Aleph. The first, and then now there, it's a question, is there only, Ula said only one thing, or there are two versions of what Ula said? So at least the first version of Ula was Alma, which said on the sixth line from the top, of Alam and Beis Amud Aleph. Alma kasabar Ula, obviously Ula is of the opinion, whenever you have Malkus and Mammon, Mamayna Mishalim, Milka Lailaki, we usually assume not so, because the Gemara comes out, Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with Ula. And whenever you have Malkus and Mammon, you give him the Malkus, you don't make him pay the Mammon. Why? What's the whole source of Malkus and Mammon that you don't give both punishments? The whole source is the Pasuk on Lamed Beis on the base. It says, V'onshu also kidei rishosoi, so the Torah Shebaal Peh has a diuk. You can't give two punishments. Which of the two punishments do you give? So Ula says, you make him pay the Bin Adam Machavera. The Baruch Shalom is Meichel on the Malkus. Make him pay the Bin Adam Machavera. And Rabbi Yechanan says it can't be because the Mashmos of the Pasuk is not so. It says, the next phrase is, so you see, Kedei Rishasai, you give him Rishim Risha, Achazat HaMechai, but which of the two do you give the punishment? Aboim Yaken, you give him the Malkus. That's Rabbi Yechanan argues. Omar Kro, that's on Lamed Beis on the base. Menole, the Rabbi Yechanan Ho, says Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Kedei Risha, Mishim Risha, Achazat HaMechai, Vachachat HaMishim Shtei Rishas. Besomach Lei, the very next phrase in the next Pasuk is, Aboim Yakenu. Shai? Right. Ula also learns from the same pasuk Kedei Rishasai, but he learns Kedei Rishasai means you can't give two. You give one or the other, but not both. So Ula thinks that you bein adam lachavera. You make him pay the mom, and you don't give the malchus.
I thought before Rabbi also indicated maybe Ula's coming off of the pasuk by Kimla, like just saying it even applies by malchus and mama.
That what?
That Ula might be coming off of the pasuk for Kimla.
Lo yason.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Lo Yosin is only Amisa in Mammon. But Malkus Mammon is based on Kedei Rishasai. But it doesn't say which one you punish. So Rabbi Yechanan says, no, it does say. It says, Onshos Kedei Rishasai, Mishim Rishachazat HaMechayvo. And it says, Aboim Yakenu. It says you give him the Malkus and not the Mammon. And Ulda thinks, no, Kedei Rishasai, that's self-pasuk. You give him one out of the two.
Okay.
In the event that there's no moment to pay, then you give him the malchus. But usually if there's moment and malchus, then... So the first version of Ula clearly was Alma Kasavar, that's on the sixth line from the top. Alma Kasavar Ula, Kol Hechadika, any case, where you have moment and malchus, Mamayna Mishal Milkal Eloka, that was the first version. Then Tosis claims, Elo Ula, on Lamed Beis, on the base, Tosis Dima Mascha, Elo Ula, Tosis says, when you get to the top line on Lamed Beis, on the base, the Tosis thinks maybe the Gemara changed it. Maybe Ula didn't say, Kol Hechad, not every single case where there's Mamon and Malkus, you make him pay the Mamon, you don't give him the Malkus. No, normally he agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Milka Loki, you give the Malkus, and you don't pay the Mamon. But instead of just saying that there are two exceptions to the rule, that's what we thought all along. The Gemara is going to say, Beferishib Satar Chavuba Chaveirai, Beferishib Satar Eidim Zenimim Vetashlumin. So Ula has a third Beferishib Satar, even Oinis and Mephat also Beferishib Satar.
How can you think the Pasuk of Kedir Shasso is referring to paying money? It's in the Pasuk, that's in the Pasuk. Why are they in the Pasuk of Rasha? Something Kedir Shasso is far. The whole paragraph
of Malchus. The pasuk says you give Malchus if that's the only thing there is. Only if it's a Kedei Rishasa, if that's the Risha Achas. But if you have two Rishas, then you don't give Malchus. Kedei Rishasa is a condition. You only give Malchus if that's the only thing there is to penalize him. But if there's more than one thing, then you make him pay the money. You don't give the Malchus. It's a condition of giving Malchus. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no. You read the next pasuk together with the first pasuk. You don't pause. Machlek is how long a pause do you have in between the first pasuk and the second pasuk?
Not just the first pasuk and the second pasuk.
The whole parsha, yeah. Right. So Ula understands Kedei Rishasa is a condition. The only time you administer Malchus is if it's a Kedei Rishasa. If that's the only onish there is to punish. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no. That the pasuk means... You give him the Malchus, and if there's anything else, you don't make him pay the other thing. You're only giving him the Malchus. They're both ways can read well in the Pasuk. We accept La Halacha like Rabbi Yechon. We don't Pasuk like Ula. So again, so the top tesis on Lamed Beis, not the top tesis, the top line on Lamed Beis, on the base, Elo Ula, Tachas Gomar, so tesis Dibra Masra, Elo Ula suggests that maybe all Ula meant to say, didn't mean to say, once he, the second version of Ula, and Ahmed Aleph in the sixth line from the top, Alma Kasava Rula, they present the ruler that is saying Klal in every case of Malchus and Mammon. That you pay the Mammon, you don't get Malchus. When you get to the top of Ahmed Beis, Tyson suggests that maybe now just means that there were three exceptions to the rule, not just two. Two exceptions to the rule, Rabbi Yechon also agrees to. The Pharisee Sitar Adam Zemimim Litashlamin, the Pharisee Sitar Chavabachadera Litashlamin. The ruler just has a third exception to the rule. So when the sugya first began, the first version of Ula, so they ask, Minoli Lula, how does he know? So he's Gomar, he's learning out probably a Mamatzino. Learns out a Mamatzino, Mechava Bachaver. What do you find Mechava Bachaver? Mechava Bachaver, Dika Mammon and Malchus. It should have been Malchus, and Torah says there's Mammon, and you pay the Mammon, you don't give him the Malchus. Mammon and Mishal Milka Loloki, Av Kolhech, Dika Mammon and Malchus, Mammon and Mishal Milka Loloki. Right. So he learns a Mamatzina from Chayvul Bahamir. So we started a discussion yesterday. We ought to discuss a little more. We're going to have to cover these topics anyway. The Gemara says in the beginning of Yevamos, if you have two dinim in the same pasuk, like Makke Behemish Shalman and Makke Adam Yumas, that's a one pasuk. No? So that's Tana the Bechizkiz Yalfusis from the Hekesh. They're both, that's on Lamed Hem and Allah, five lines from the top. Makke Behem Yishamen and Makke Yonim, same Pasuk, so there's a hekesh between the two. Ma Makke Behem Elochilakta Meshoygik Lemezi, because Adam Wood Leoilam, Af Makke Adam Yumas, and he doesn't pay Mammon, come Lebe the Rabbin, Elochilakta Meshoygik Lemezi. So that's a hekesh, because you have two dinim written in the same Pasuk. What if you have two dinim written in two psukim that are next to each other? So that's called smuchim. So do you darshan smuchim, do you not darshan smuchim? So Gemara in the beginning of Yevamos has a machlokes hatanan where they darshan smuchim. One Tana says a pasuk in Tilim smuchim lad liyolam asuim biyemes v'yosha. So the pasuk says that there's a need of smuchim. Okay. So what do we hold the maskana? So the Gemara says there we hold idarshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah and Chumash Devarim was composed in such a way that every pasuk links up with the next pasuk. Everything is connected. Moshe Rabbeinu, before he dies, is chazer in kol haTorah kula, the whole Torah Shabbat Peh, and by association, he's saying one thing after the other, rattling off one thing after the other, and the association means that there's a connection between the various din. So one of the famous drushas of Smuchim is, how do you establish who gets Malkus? So there's one rule, we said many times, there's no rule who gets Misa. You can't, Ein Einish Ben Adin, you can't construct a Kal V'chaimah who gets an Einish Misa. Kal V'chaimah means that everything fits into a system, and if this gets Misa, it certainly gets. We don't know what the system is. If Baruch Shalom has some kind of a system, you don't have the foggiest notion what the system is. But for Malkus, there is a system. The system is, it says, V'hoyom bin HaKos HaRosha, right next to L'Sachs Mashar B'dishai. So whoever violates an Avera that's similar to L'Sachs Mashar B'dishai gets Malkus. So what's called similar? So one klal is, Alav Shenitan L'Asaris Mises Bezna. The guy's Mechal Shabbos, and his friends warn him, they like him, they like to play cards with him, they like to play soccer with him, whatever. So they don't want to give him the death penalty. They don't want it to be Mechal Shabbos. So they say, don't be Mechal Shabbos, he's going to give you Malkus. So the din is he doesn't get Malkus either. Because Avodah Zarah and Chilul Shabbos and the Baal Eish Ish is a Lav Shenitan L'Asaris Mises Bezna. So ain't like him alof. Whenever the nature of the lav is such that normally you get Misa, so if they gave Hasra the Malkus, you don't get Malkus. Then the Rambam has another klal. The Rambam, beginning of Perek Yud Ches, has all the klalim. Then in Perek Yud Ches, he lists off all the 207 averis, 1, 2, 3, he gives numbers, all the 207 averis that get Malkus. So another klal is lav anitek le'esei. What's an example of lav anitek le'esei? So the last Mishnah in Chulin has a machlokes hatanoim. We paskin Shalech to Shalach Hasayim in last week's Sedra. Shalech to Shalach Hasayim is Abonim Tikachach. So the Sikach Eim al Abonim. Now let it take the Eim al Abonim. And if you did take it, if you did violate it, then Shalech to Shalach Hasayim, send the Eim later, and that'll be a Lava Nitek Les and you're not Loikas. So we're going to have to discuss a little bit more about a Lava Nitek Les because Tesis brings it up. And the Tesis Shalei Hashem, and Laman Beis and Beis, Shalei Hashem, Hamvila De Makas, Vivian, the Deita Shlomen, Tesis has startling things. If you don't know all the Gemaras, they're quoting often the Gemaras. You don't know the Gemaras, so you think that Tezim went off their mind. They're just quoting the Fevishi Gemaras. So we'll have to discuss that. What's considered a Lava Nitek Les? Okay. Then you have, what's an example, another example, Lava Nitek Les? The original example is Shalech to Shalach Hasayim. Lesikachem al Abonim, and then if he did violate it, Shalech to Shalach. What about Lo Sigzel? I steal your watch. So, Eisha B'Sagzela, give it back. So you're not loike for lo sigzal because it's a lava nitek les. What if I stole your watch and I lost it? And I can't fulfill the eishav v'sagzela. I have to pay you money. I'm chai b'yonson. If I made a kinyan gzela, I made a kinyan hagbo, kinyan mashiach, whatever, so I'm chai b'yonson. So that also a lava nitek les? That the eishav v'sagzela, you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah says of the eishav v'sagzela if you pay money, or maybe the eishav, the mitzvah says is only if you return the bien, if you return the object that you stole, but it was no longer bien, maybe there's no longer a mitzvah saseh. So would anybody think that there should be malchus then? So the Gemara says, no, there's no malchus, even if it's not bien. So it's a little unclear in the Gemara, why is there no malchus if it's no longer bien? So there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, and a discussion in the Rambam also. Why is it that there's no malchus if the chefetz hagzeila is no longer bien? So half of the Rishonim hold that if the chayfet sagzela is bien, the heishav sagzela is fulfilled by giving it back. If the chayfet sagzela is not bien, so when you pay the onsen, you chay the onsen, when you pay the money, then you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah sase. If I steal your automobile and it's still bien and I pay you $30,000, I'm not in fulfillment of the heishav sagzela. If it's bien, I got to give back the bien. If it's not bien, if it's damaged, if it's lost, if it's burnt, if it was destroyed, so then I have to pay, and paying is the kima mitzvah. So the Rambam holds that it's not a kima mitzvah. The Rambam holds when you give back to the end, that's a lava nitek lesi. When the thing is avud, when it's nenas, and you pay money, that's not a kima mitzvah. So why is it that you're not like it? So the Rambam understood in the Gemara in Makkos in the third perek, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, how to read the Gemara. So the Rambam understood there in Perek Yud Ches, in Halacha Beis, that it's a new klal, alav anitan letashlumen. New klal, alav anitan letashlumen is ein aloike. Alav anitan letashlumen is a new klal ein aloike. Then there's another klal, alav shebechlolos ein aloike. The Rambam quotes, then alav sheim amaisa is a machloike satanoim. What's an example of lav shein bo maisa? The Gemara has the pasuk lo sasirim men aberke. You're not allowed to leave over the korban pesach. You have to eat it the whole korban pesach. It's a lav lo sasirim men aberke. What if the person left over korban pesach? So he violated the lav, but he didn't do a maisa. He did it by omission. He didn't do a maisa. So all the tanoim agree that you ain't a loike, but they argue why. If a person leaves out a maisa, why? So half of the tanoim say because it's a lav shein bo maisa. You violated that there lo sasirim. Without doing a ma'aseh, b'shev yal tasa. The other tanaim hold there is no such klal. Lav shem ma'aseh in lokal also. They say the reason why not like is because it's a lav anita klaseh. Ma'aseh me'man ad boika ba'esh tisrofa. You have to burn it. But they all agree that you ain't a loike.
What about something else that's a lav shem ma'aseh? It doesn't have that concept of lav.
Right, so then it'll be a machlekes these tanaim. So it's a machlekes of Yechon of Ishlokish out of Paskin. That's a guy takes a shvua. I will eat the bagel before the sun goes down. And he didn't eat the bagel. So they both agree, Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish both agree in that case that you're not loike, but for two different reasons. Rabbi Yechon says you're not loike because he violated the law of Layachul Devarai, not to violate Yeshua, he violated B'shev Yal Tasa by not eating the bagel. And Mishlokish says, no, it's because of Asra Sofik. It's a different reason why. Asra Sofik, Lav Shema Asra, it's not because Lav Shema Mais. So it's a machlokes hatanoim, and it's a machlokes hamaroim, which opinion to adopt. Should you pass on lav shem ma'isa loikim or ain't loikim? So if the din, we pass on lav shem ma'isa ain't loikim olav, we pass like Rabbi Yechon. Kol lav shem ma'isa ain't loikim olav, there are two or three exceptions to the rule. Chutz v'nish b'meim and mekal chaver b'shem. That's Rabbi Yechon and says that in the beginning of Tmura. Nish b'meim and mekal chaver b'shem. Tmura is an exception to the rule. Person says harezu tachazu, so the Mishnah says that he gets malchus. He violated the avera ayidei dibur, and we consider dibur as a lav shein bo maisa. So the Gemara says that may be that's an exception to the rule, despite the fact that it's a lav shein bo maisa, nonetheless loikim olav, and maybe we consider it a lav sheyesh bo maisa because b'dibur is savid maisa. But whenever you do an avera ayidei dibur, so we would normally consider that a lav shein bo maisa. So that's going to be relevant here in our Gemara. We'll get to Loisana. When the witnesses testify falsely, so they violated Loisana. So that should have really been considered a lav shein bo maisa. It should really be ein loikim olav. So that's what Tosis quotes in Gemara. Loisana is another exception to the rule. Just like Rabbi Yechanan says in the beginning of Tmura. The first Mishnah in Tmura says, you're not rashoi, you're not permitted to say harezu tachazu, to make Tmura. And if you did, you're sofik as harboim. They'll give you 40 times malchus. So the Gemara says Tmura is an exception to the rule. It should have been considered a lav shein bo maisa. Should have been ein loikim olav, and we do give malchus. So Losana Berecha et Shoker also should have been a lav shein bo maisa. He violated Ayidei Dibur, but we're going to have a pasuk that's going to show that's an exception to the rule. Where's the pasuk that shows that it's an exception to the rule? So the pasuk says, Hitzdikas Tzadik v'Hishivas HaRosha. What does it mean? So the Gemara says in the beginning of Makkos, it's referring to a case we thought he was the tzaddik and he was the rosha, and then we're mazim the witnesses, and everything turns out topsy turvy. Because our tzaddik and she was a rosha, we found out that the one we thought was a tzaddik is really the rosha, the one we thought is the rosha is really the tzaddik. And then it says v'hayon benakos a rosha. So the Torah says you do give malchus for one who violates v'hayon benakos a rosha. You do give malchus. So that pasuk is megala that lasana berecha eight shoker. Is an exception to the rule. Even though the rule should have been the way we paskin, lav shein bo maisa ain't loikim olav, and an avera that's violated through dibur is considered ein bo maisa, so just like nishba mem and kal chaver b'shem are exceptions to the rule, so the sign is also an exception to the rule.
Like
tomorrow is an exception to
it. Not only an exception, but an avera is done before what he says. He's going to cause.
Right, that's what Tosis points out. By Tmura, why does the Gemara say, why is it an exception to the rule? Why would we treat Tmura as if it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa? Why? Because b'dibur is avid maisa. By his saying, harezu tachazu, he accomplishes that the new behemah schulin is chal on it, kedushas karban. The Tmura is chal. So Tosis said the same over here. When he gave Eidu Sheker, he misled Bezin to make a hardin. It was nigmar din al piv. So because his hagada said is b'sheker, led to a gemar din, ein item nasim zamimim atri gomer al din alpin. The only time you give a punishment of kasher zamim is only if Bezin made a gemar din based on the false testimony that they gave. So Tosis says it's the same as Tmura. Just like Tmura, we say it's an exception to the rule that Yira Loike. Why? Because we call that a Lav She'esh Ba Maisa. Why? Because B'dibur is Avin Maisa, so by the Adam Zenim, the Adam Sheker also, it was Nigma Din Alpian. So that's considered like a Yesh Ba Maisa. Fine. But it's an exception to the rule. It's not that that's called Yesh Ba Maisa. We consider it like the Yesh Ba Maisa. Taisa says that Leisan Abrecha Et Sheker is in violation of another one of the rules. We said there's another rule, Lab Shenitan Asaris Mises Bezin. Let's say Mechal al Shabbos. A person is Mechal al Shabbos, and his friends don't want to give him the death penalty. They enjoy playing soccer with him, playing foot with him. So they want him, don't be Mechal al Shabbos, we're going to give you Malkus. So the din is that the Bezin does not give Malkus, because since Chil al Shabbos normally gets an Einish Misa, so you never give any Malkus. That's Lab Shenitan Asaris Mises Bezin, and Loikem Olam. So Tosis points out, but Zana Berecha Eit Shoka sometimes gets Misa. If the Eidim Zenimim testified that someone's Chayiv Misa, Vasisim LaKasher Zaman Lasus Liochim, so we give them the death penalty. So Lasana Berecha Eit Shoka should never get any Malkus. We should consider the Lav of Lasana as a Lav Shinita and Lasaris Misa's Bezin should be Ein Loikem Olam. But the Pasuk says, V'hitzdikas Atzad V'shivas HaRosha V'hoyon Ben HaKos HaRosha. So it's an exception to the rule of two rules. It's an exception to the rule of Lab Shema Maisa Ein Loikem Olam. So there you say, well, it's not really an exception because B'dibur is Savid Maisa, just like by the Tmura, it's an exception to the rule because Hayidei, his speech, Harezu Tachazu, the Tmura was Chal, so we called, and since something was Chal, we considered that the Lab She'esh Ba Maisa. So the same over here. When the Edim gave the Edim Shek and the Bezin made a Gemar Din Alpim, that's B'dibur is Savid Maisa. That's why it's an exception to the rule. But with respect to the other one, it really is an exception to the rule. It really is a lav shenita ma'asaris misabezin. And nonetheless, the pasuk says that you're loike. So that's what Tosis writes on our daf. Where's that Tosis? Tosis has one line. Tosis in Sanhedrin has like that. Tosis says that Lysan is an exception to both rules. An exception to the rule of lav shema ma'asa in loikem olav. That's an exception to the rule of lav shenita ma'asaris misabezin in loikem olav. That's the pasuk. Vayon birakos harosh.
Right,
right.
So,
on your own, you wouldn't have said that Loisana warrants Malkus. That's why I needed Pasuk V'Hayon Binakos. It's Dikas Hatzar K'Vishivus Harosha. Why am I going to say Rosha to me, Megale, that it does get Malkus? It's part of the original rule.
So it's really saying it's part of Loisana. Is they're not two separate dinim. That they're not two separate sources. That they're really one and the same. And
we're going to have to learn some more. We didn't finish yet. We're in the middle of the sentence. One minute. We're in the middle of a sentence. Say Nochamo. So the Rambam understood in the Gemara Makkos. The Gemara says if the Ganav stole the watch and he has to give it back, that's a lav anita klase. The Ganav stole the watch and he lost it and he has to pay. So that's a machlokes. So if the Rishonim learn in the Gemara, that's also a lav anita klase. If the chayvitz akzela is no longer b'yen, then one is in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Eishavus Akzela by paying the value of the watch. And the Rambam learns like the other Rishonim, you're not in fulfillment of the mitzvah. It's a new rule. Lav shenita l'tashlumen ein loikem olav. That's what the Rambam writes. So the Kesef Mishnah has a shtikol kasha and Perek Yudches and Sanhedrin halacha base. When the Rambam writes this din, lav shenita l'tashlumen ein loikem olav, the Kesef Mishnah is bothered with a kasha from our Gemara in Perek Elanairis. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Yechanan, and this is l'halacha, the Rambam quotes it. It's on Lamed Beis, on the base, the second wide line. If I beat somebody up, so I'm a violation of the law, lo Yosef ben Yosef. That's the top line of Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. There's a law lo Yosef ben Yosef. That's where Rashi always quotes lo Yosef ben Yosef. He's quoting this Gemara, the top line of Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. So the Gemara says, if I beat somebody up, I'd pay Shedvarm Nezek Tzari Pishavis Boshes. And I don't get Malkus. Why? Because it says Kedei Rishosai Mishem Rishachazat Mechayvom. Normally that would imply, like Rabbi Yechanan says, not like Ula. Normally that would imply you give him the Malkus, you don't make him pay. But the Fairship Satayra Chayvom Bechaver Tashlumin. So this is an exception to the rule. When you have the toss up of Malkus or Tashlumin Mamin, so the Fairship Satayra Chayvom Bechaver Tashlumin he pays. What if he's a Keo Hakoshein Boshaver Pruta? What if I slapped him in such a way, there's nothing to pay? I mean, there's nothing, Rashi says, altogether. Nezek Tzari Pishavis Bash, altogether there's nothing to pay. Where's that Rashi? already forgot where that Rashi was. Somebody Rashi writes like that. The Nezek Tzaris, there's nothing to pay at all. So then you give Malkus. So the Kes Mishnah is bothered. What? Ibrahim Askel. Which Amud? Which Daf? Oh, Lamed Gimel Amud. Nothing to pay. Em bo shavu put the bechol hamish advar. Bechol hamish advar. Let's say Nezek, if they would want to sell him as an Eved, they would pay a half a penny less. And the tzar is worth a half a penny. So the Torah never imposes a chiyuv of less than a penny. It's a chiddush in Rashi over here. So what if the Nezek is less than a penny and the Shevis is less than a penny? But it adds up together. I would have said Nezek, Tzari, Pishavis, Boish are five different chiyuvim. If the Nezek is less than a Shavuputi, you don't pay. If the Tzar is less than a Shavuputi, you don't pay. Rashi says not so. Rashi says all together. All Chamisha Dvarim are one. So if this is a third of a penny, and that's a third of a pruta, and that's a third of a pruta, so the Torah is mechayiv to pay a pruta. That's a chiddush on Rashi. No? It's a chiddush. There's a Rashi in Sukkah. The Gemara says you cannot use an esrog shel orlo to fulfill the mitzvah. Why? So the Gemara says because orlo is asa b'hano, and asa b'hano is not shavu pruta. The Mishnah says at the end of the second parak in Kiddushin, if you mekadosh an isha, you can mekadosh an isha either with kesef or with shavu kesef. So mekadosh with the shavu kesef has to be worth a minimum of a shavu pruta. What if you mekadosh an isha with orlo klay akerem basav chalav chametz b'pesach isuri hano? So the Mishnah says einim kadoshes. Why is einim kadoshes? Because not shavu pruta. Pashup shah. Three, the different explanation, but that's the pashup shah. It's not shavu pruta. So the Gemara says in. The Gemara says in Sukkah that Esrog Shal Orlo is not acceptable for the mitzvah. So the Gemara says two different reasons why. So one reason the Gemara, because Ein Bo Din Mamon on the first 2 days in each Shalachem. And since Orlo is Asam Anos, Ein Bo Din Mamon. Why is Ein Bo Din Mamon? The Rashi says whenever there's mitzvah that requires Shalachem, has to be worth a minimum of a Shavuot. It's worth less than a Shavuot that belongs to you, but that's not called Shalachem. It is yours. You can own property of less than a Shavuot. It's only called Shalachem for mitzvah purposes if it's worth a Shavuputa. So Menachas Chinuch is bothered with a kasha, a rabbis, he can get 100 for a penny. In the days of the Menachas Chinuch. Now they charge $5 each. In the days of the Menachas Chinuch, you get 100 a rabbis for a penny. So he says, so how are you yoytze? It's not Shalachem, it's pachas m'shavuputa. So the poshet that teretz is, you don't need Shalachem on the rabbis separately. Esrig with the lulav, with the hadasim and aravas, all four together should be a shavuot. All four together are shavuot. So that I understand that answer on the Menachas Chinuch's kasha. Now they're machmir to be satisfied, so they charge $5 for each aravah to make sure that it's shalachem, that you satisfy the ifarem for the kasha. But mikra din, I understand why shalach. All dalad minimam yakim zeh, but all the nezek tzari pishavus and boshir. Why is it one chiyuv? I would have said that's learned after that pasuk. That's learned that tsar is a different pasuk. Boish is a different pasuk. Different places in Chumash. I would have said not like Rashi, but they didn't ask me. They invited Rashi to write the commentary on the Gemara. So Rashi writes a big chiddush. If it, where you say again, lamed gimel lamed aleph, and the Rashi elo, Rashi says if all five together don't have a shavu pruta. B'she'ein bo shavu pruta b'chol. I don't know if that's what Rashi means. Maybe means no one of them has a shavuot. I don't know if he means all five together don't have. Maybe means no one of them has a shavuot. I'm not so sure how to read the Rashi. Okay. But what's the din? If he came, hakosh eim a shavuot, whatever that means, then there's nothing to pay. Then you give him malchus.
If in the time of Hashem, I stole 100 arabs, can someone not sue me to pay it back? Each and every piece of
the
tzeil
was a shavu'ruta? No, he stole the whole thing together. It's worth shavu'ruta.
Why is that different? The hapa together is worth a shavu'ruta. Each individual piece may not be. It's like stealing 100
arabos. No, what if he stole one arava, then he stole another arava, then he stole another arava? Every arava that he stole is only 1/100th of a penny, so maybe then you don't pay back.
Yeah, if I pick them up, if I make the kinyan tzeil one at a time, I don't pay back?
Probably not. If it's still the end, then the Rishonim say, when the Gemara, there's a Mishnah in Perak Hazor, Chamish Pruta saying, the five dinim that depend on a Pruta. So the Gemara says, one of the five dinim is, a Gozom Lachavero. If I steal from someone, a Shavuot, I pay back. If I steal less than a Shavuot, I don't pay back. So the Rishonim explained on the Gemara, that means if it's not Bien, if it is Bien, have your thing. I have to give it back. It's not mine. Of course I have to give it back. If I'm not going to give it back, I'm doing Zeila now by not giving it back. If it's still Bien, you have to give it back. But if I stole 100 Arabs, each one I did a different Kinyan Zeila, and then I burned them all, and I don't have any of them, then Tak, I'll be potter from paying everything. Each Gzela was less than a Shavuot, so you pay nothing. If I stole all one big Gzela altogether, so that's one Gzela, it's a Shavuot. See here, the Kesef Mishnah has a kash on the Rambam. The Rambam understood that the Heshavis HaGzela, the mitzvah, is only allowed on Nitek Lesei when the Gzela is Bien. If the Gzela is not Bien, it's not allowed on Nitek Lesei, but it's Ein Aloike for a different reason. Because Lava Nitan LeTashlumen, that's how the Rambam writes, Lava Nitan LeTashlumen. So the Kesef Mishnah asked Akasha, the Koshali from Perikela Naris Adaf Lamed Beis and Beis Ikeu HaKoshem Meshavet Puto. So the Gemara says that you get Malkus, but Chayvu B'Chaver is a Lava Nitan LeTashlumen. That's his kash. Chayvu B'Chaver is Lava Nitan LeTashlumen. So he says the Tzorachim. He doesn't have a Teretz. Says the Tzorachim. So yesterday I said the Teretz to the minute to the Kesef Mishnah's kash. Wasn't my Teretz. It says in Svar. So the teretz is al pi pashtos lav hanitan l'tashlumen means if the lav is a lav bin adam l'chaveira, you only get malchus if it's a lav bin adam l'mokim. But a lav shebin adam l'chaveira, gezel is a lav shebin adam l'chaveira. Let's say if a person steals less than a shavu pruta, so there's nothing to pay. How come he came hakol shem a shavu pruta? Rabbi Yochanan says you're loike, and gozel pachus m'shavu pruta should also be loike. Why is he not loike? No, so the answer is no, there's a shear. If you eat chazal, you get malchus. Only if you eat a kazais. If you eat less than a kazais, chotzi shear is awesome and atar, but you don't get malchus. So if a person steals less than a shavu pruta, the shear for gezel is shavu pruta. If you steal less than a shavu pruta, even if you hold that it's an isa deraisa, it's a little unclear whether gezel, pachon shavu pruta, is an isa deraisa or an isa derabbanan. But even if it's an isa deraisa, you ain't a loike, it's a chotzi shear. So why is it keo hakoshem a shavu pruta should also be pachas mikashir, should be a chatzi shir? How come he says that you get malchus? The answer is, if you're talking about gezel, that's a lav shebin adam l'chaveira. So it makes sense, a shir shavu pruta. Talking about chayvu l'chaveira, it's not a nisa bin adam l'chaveira that you say, if it's less than a shavu pruta, it doesn't count. It's a nisa bin adam l'mokim, you're not allowed to hurt anybody. So I proved it yesterday from the Gemara in hachayvu, also there's a machlekes hatanai. We paskan asal adam lachbol biyatzma. You're not allowed to cause harm, you're not allowed to cause injury to your own body. So the Pashta says that's the answer to the Kesef Mishnah's kasha. Why is it that, why does Rabbi Yechon only say, he keu hakosha im mishavu puta is loike? He should have said, a gozel pachas mishavu puta is loike. Because the only reason why you're not loike, because ain't adam loike and mishalem. But less than shavu pruta, so you're not mishalem, so you should be loike. The answer is no. It's a chatzi shir. The shir shavu pruta is the shear for gezel, because it's an isa bin al machaveira. So it makes sense, the shear is shavu pruta. Less than the shear is like eating basa b'chalav, less than a kazayis. Chatzi shear is asam and atar v'ein loikin. But by hikev hakosh eim shavu pruta, we don't say it's less than the shear. Torah never imposes a chiyuv to pay less than a shavu pruta. That's a question whether nezer, sarif, shavus, or boshes, are they one or are they separate? Question how to read that Rashi. I would have thought that they're five different. Could be that that's what Rashi meant also. I don't know. That's a good question.
What exactly is the Kesef Mishnah having difficulty?
Kesef Mishnah has the following kasha. The Rambam claims that there's a new klal. Alav hanitan l'tashlumen ein loikam olav. The Rambam got it from the Gemara. The Gemara says a ganef who stole doesn't get malchus because it's alav hanita klasei v'heshev v'sagzela. Then the Gemara says, Tenach, if the gzela is still bien. If the gzela is not bien, then it should be alav, then it should be loike. Gemara says, no, even if it's not then, he has to pay. So therefore, what he has to pay? So there's a machlekes, Rashi Taisus, there in Makkos, what is the answer? So if the Rishonim say, he has to pay, and that's how he fulfills the mitzvah of the Heshev HaGzela. If you still have the Bien, you only fulfill the mitzvah by returning the Bien. If you don't have the Bien, you fulfill the mitzvah by paying. So the Rambam does not learn like that. The Rambam learns like the other Rishonim. You don't fulfill the mitzvah. The fulfillment of the mitzvah of the Heshev HaGzela is only if it's still bien. And if the gzeil is no longer bien, it's a new cloud. That lav hanitan le tashlumen ain't loikim alof. So that's the Kesa Mishnah. He asked on the Rambam, if that's the way he understood the Gemara, so how does he understand the din? The Rambam himself quotes the din of Rabbi Yechon. He came hakosh emesh aviputa loike. Why? But the lav of chovel b'chavera is normally a lav anitan letashlumin. So I should have said that it's same bar malchus. So the pashtus you have to answer by asking another question. Why does Rabbi Yechon only say chovel b'chavera pochus mishaviputa is loike? He should have said a gazlon who steals less than a shaviputa. There's nothing to pay. The Torah doesn't impose a chiyuv to pay less than a shaviputa. So you should say Misha Gozal Pachon Shaputa in a loike. It should be loike. So the answer is no. That's like eating bots of a cholov. Eating macholos asur is less than a kishir kizayis. A chotzi shiva is also manatar. You mean a loike. So gezel, the shiva is shavuputa. Less than a shavuputa is pachas mekishir. So you're not loike. So why don't you say the same over here? He came hakol shem shavuputa. See shavuputa is the shir. Torah doesn't impose a chiyuv to pay mammon less than a shir. So it's pachas mekishir. So why is he loike? The answer is he can't apply a shir shavuputa to the lav of chovel b'chaver. The shir applies to the tashlumin, but you can't apply a shir because it's not a lav in adam l'chaver. V'haraya, also adam l'achbol b'yatzmo. He's meichel. If it's been adam l'chaver, he wants to cut off his finger. So why is there a lav? So you see that it's a lav in adam l'amokim. So that's the answer to the question. Chovel b'dalav l'yosef ben yosef is lav shenita l'tashlumin, means the whole nature of the lav is a lav she bein adam l'chaveira. That's ain't a like it. But chovel b'chaveira is not bein adam l'chaveira.
It's not, so why are you paying?
No, you made a hefsid moment also. A different lav. When you steal from, when you chovel b'chaveira, it's like going from mazik b'am l'chaveira. Mazik is also a lav. You're not allowed to be mazik someone else's property. So if I harm the person bodily, it's an isa mazik. But it certainly is an aver ben adam l'chaver, but not the lav of lo yosef ben yosef. That's a different lav. That's ben adam l'amokim. The lav of mazik is ben adam l'chaver. Every chayvel is also a mazik. There's a discussion, there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Raivin in the beginning of Hilchas Gzela. Let's say a person violates lo sachmoid. Person violates lo sachmoid. So the Rambam and the Raivin both write that there's no malchus, but they have two different reasons. So the Rambam writes that leisachman is a lav she'ein bo ma'isa, because it there is violated by machshava, have a desire to get the other guy stopped. The Rambam writes you only violate leisachman if you ultimately take it. So have a desire, you have a painting in your home, you have a set of sarim, you have a gorgeous, good-looking wife, and I have a desire to get your wife, and I ruin your marriage till she gets divorced, and then I marry her. So when I succeed in getting her, or I want to get that painting, and you say it's not for sale, then I say, I'll offer you $500,000, then it becomes for sale, but you really didn't want to sell it. So then when I get it, when I succeed in getting it, well, you have this manuscript that you don't want to part with it from your great-grandfather, say from the Chumash, whatever, and then I offer you $1,000,000, and then, but you really didn't want to part with it, so I pressured you to give it to me, so then I'm a violation of Los Sachman. So the Rambam quotes that, the Pasuk says, Los Sachman kesev zov aleim v'lakachtolov. You're not allowed to have the desire to take noye avay dezor, tachshiti avay dezor, you're not allowed to take. So the verb, Los Sachman, appears in Chumash in connection with v'lakachtolov. So the Rambam quotes from the Sifrei like that. One is only a violation of Los Sachman if I have a desire to get the other wife, and I ultimately succeed in getting him. I cause him to divorce the wife, and then I marry the wife. I get the painting, I get the sefer, the manuscript that I wanted. So the Rambam says that it's a lav shema maisa. So the Rabbi says, Ein lecha maisa gadol mizeh. What do you mean? Ulakachta loch. Why is it a lav shema maisa? So the Rabbi says, no, you're not loike because it's a beheshev sagzeilo, because you're a gazlon. It's a lav anit in the tashlumen, the Rabbi says. So the Rambam holds that it's not a lav ben adam l'chaver. Lav of loisigzol, lav of loisigzol is ben adam l'chaver. But the lav of loisachman is an isa nidus. That's a shear. That's what Rab Chaim Oiz explains, and the Achiez explains. The Rambam holds that there's a shear. How great a desire do I have? I see his good-looking wife, I have such a desire. Then I got to control myself. They'll fire me. I'll lose my job in the yeshiva. I got to behave. Okay? So I control myself. So I had a little bit of desire, but it didn't lead to anything. So when I had the little bit of desire, the Rambam says, I'm already in violation of Lois Sava, even though it didn't lead to anything. But L'Sachman I only violate if I ultimately take it from him. But the Aver is not the taking. The Aver is if I ultimately succeed in getting it, that shows I had a very big desire. Not some, I couldn't control myself. That shows I had a big desire. So the Rambam holds that it's a lav shein bo ma'aseh, because the lav is a lav of desire. That's a lav shein bo ma'aseh. And the right it is Masik the Rambam, he says, Ein lecha ma'aseh gadol mizeh. That's in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Gzeila, halacha tes. The Rambam says, Ein lekim alav zeh l'sachman fi shein bo ma'aseh. So the rabbi says, L'ra'isi teima g'dola mizeh, Hechan ma'isa gadol menetilas ha'chepetz. Havalei le'meimah, the rabbi should have said, that you're not like it because chai b'tashlumin, because the rabbi holds that lo'isachmaid, only violate if you steal it. If you steal it, it's identical with a lavar ala b'shnei lavan. It's the same as lo'isigzol. The rabbi holds a lavan itan l'tashlumin. So the rabbi, that's a machloikis. What's the nature of the lava of lo'isachmaid? The rabbi holds lo'isachmaid is a bin adam l'chaveira, so it's a lavan itan l'tashlumin. The Rambam holds not, Ben Adam Le'atzma, it's an Isa Nidus. The three categories of Averis, the Ben Adam La'amok, Ben Adam Ha'chavera, and Ben Adam Le'atzma, Nidus. So this Rambam, when the Rambam says over here, that in the beginning of Perek Yud Ches and Hilchos Sanhedrin, that you're not loike, Alav, Hanitan Le'tashlumen, what he means, Lav Hanitan Le'tashlumen means an Avera, Ben Adam Ha'chavera. So that's the answer to the Ches and Mishnah's Kasha. A chayv machaver is not a lav anit and a tashlumen. Why do you pay money? But it's a ben adam lamokim. The haraya that even pachas b'shav puta, you violate the lav and you get malchus. There is a lav, and also the adam lachbol biatzma. It shows that it's not ben adam machaver.
Nitan tashlumen just means ben adam lachadero, even if you can actually pay him back. If you succeed in stealing his wife, then that's it. It's over. There's no nitan tashlumen there.
Right.
But that's still considered lav anit and tashlumen because it's ben adam lachadero.
What would the Ravid say over there?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah, I think so. The Ravid says all of them in Perakab says you're not loike. Pashupashad goes under stealing the wife also. Because it's an Avera, Bein Adam Lachavera, even though there's nothing to pay back. Nitan Tashlama just means Bein Adam Lachavera. Yeah. I think so. Mamaina, like the Gemara says, Mamaina in Isura. So the Ramban says, Mamaina means Bein Adam Lachavera. Isura means Bein Adam Lamokim. He says just a catchphrase. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, in Ela Metzias, that if a Kohen sees the Aveda in the Beis HaKvaris, he's not allowed, you don't say Esedech Eloi Sesi. You don't say the Kohen is Mechuyev to be Metamei in the cemetery in order to do Hashavas Aveda. You don't say it like that. Why? So the Gemara says, Mi Dachina Nisura Mikami Mamayna. Mamayna means Achia Ben Adam Achavero, and Esedech Ben Adam Achavero is Dech Eloi Sesi Ben Adam Amokem. So Gemara says it's not. So the Ramban says that's what it means. Mitachin and Isura, the Kami Mamayna. Isura means Ben Adam Amokim, and Mamayna means Ben Adam Machavera. And Esesh Ben Adam Machavera is not Deicha Lois Esesh Ben Adam Amokim. It's a Melitza. See here also, Lav Anit and Lit Tashlumin just means Mamayna. Mamayna means Ben Adam Machavera. The Rambam holds that Lysachmaid is not Bein Adam Lachavera. But he says you're not like it because it's an Iser Alav Shein B'Maisa. Because the taking is not the Aveira. Taking is just to determine that he has such a strong chemda that he couldn't even control himself. According to the Ravid, it's the whole Lav Lysachman is just a repeat of Lysigzel.
So why did Torah give us? So why is it different than any Lysigzel? I mean, inherently, it's different by what you're doing.
What do you need L'Sachman for? According to the right, what do you need L'Sachman? Every L'Sachman is L'Sigzon. So Tosis says that Kasha. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, L'Sachman L'Inshi, below the main mashman. People think that it means without paying any money. So Tosis says, so what do you need L'Sachman for? Then it's L'Sigzon. So Tosis says, Lava all the Vishnei Lava. And then Tosis has one opinion that that's not just L'Inshi, that's what people think mistakenly, that it's really true. So the rabbi holds that it's true, that L'Sachman is identical with L'Sigzel. The rabbi holds that it's identical with L'Sigzel.
Okay. So then there's some going around on applies to more cases also, like even if he doesn't end up stealing it, right? Because even though he convinces the guy to sell it, he convinces the guy to divorce his wife, or is it going to, it still apply, or is it going to the rabbi that it only applies if it's mamish, gzela, or also he should
say. Right, the rabbi says it only applies if I paid money and he didn't say roitzani. But if I keep on giving him more money, he said, I'll give you $500,000. And he said, okay, I'll be happy to sell you. Right, Sonny? Whoa, yeah. Why didn't you tell me in the first place? He expresses his joy. Then the rabbi says, if the guy says, right, Sonny, so there's no violation of Lo Sachmat. It's only a violation if he doesn't say, right, Sonny, because I'm not kaina. The rabbi holds, if you don't say, right, Sonny, you're not kaina. The Rambam holds that's not true either. The rabbi, Rambam is chodek on the rabbi there. You don't need right, Sonny. It's a different story. The Rambam, where is right, Sonny? Where's right, Sonny? The Mishnah has an erchin. Mishnah says an erchin. A guy is obligated to bring a korban. He took a netter to bring a korban, and he's not bringing the korban. And you wait, you wait, you wait, you wait. This is a violation of Balti Acher. He's not fulfilling his obligation. So the Mishnah says that Bezin beats him up, and they make sure that he fulfills his obligation. The Makanos Hashiyama writes on it. So then the Mishnah says, V'chein, if a man is mechuyev to give his wife a get, and he's refusing to give a get, so you beat him up until he says, Reitzani. Reitzani means he has to volunteer something more than what we force him to say. If we keep on beating him, he says, okay, I'll give the get already. So that's not called Reitzani. Reitzani, I'll be happy to give the get. They beat him so much. I'll be happy. Why don't you tell me in the first place? After 5 hours of beating him, let me give the get. I'd be thrilled. That's the right thing to do. If he says something more than we pressured him to say, that's called Reitzani. So the rabbit holds, the rabbit had a gemara. The rabbit holds that roitani is necessary by tol yuhu v'zoven. If I pressure you to sell something that you didn't want to sell, and then you finally agree, I threaten to kill you unless you sell this to me. So the rabbit holds the only time I'm kinda is if you say roitani, you volunteered something that I didn't pressure you to say. But if you don't say roitani, tol yuhu v'zoven is not kinda. The Rambam doesn't agree. The Rambam says you don't need roitani. So the rabbit holds the only time you violate Lo Sachmoid is if the guy didn't say Reitzani, so it's Gezel. So Gezel is Lo Sachmoid, Lav Rala Bishnei Lavin. But if the guy says Reitzani, so then the rabbi says, I'm Kaina. If I'm Kaina, so there's no Lo Sigzel. No Lo Sigzel is no Lo Sachmoid.
The guy wants to marry the guy's wife, and he offered him a lot of money. He says, Reitzani, would he be the lover of Lo Sachmoid?
If he gave a get.
$10 million.
If he gave a get, he gave a get. I don't know, according to the Raivid, that the lav is bein odam lachaver, it's like sigzal, so how does it apply to ishtoi? I don't know. That's the example that the Chumash has. Asach menesh is v'yachal. I don't know. Got to work out the details in the Raivid. Yeah?
How does the base v'yachal, the karpen on exol, so how does it work with the loss of base
v'yachal?
How does he
kind of out? Karkein exelus means that there's no kinyan gzela, yeah. So if I pressure him till he says, I threaten to kill him unless he sells me the karka, so the rabbit holds that I'm not kaina, unless he says reitzani. So then, if he didn't say reitzani, then I'm not kaina, the karka, I force him to give him. There is a lava of leisigzal and karka also, just that there's no kinyan gzela. So the rabbit holds, whenever I'm a violation of the lava of leisigzal, then there's also a lava of leisachmat. Shad is Bayesh's Reyecha. How are you going to figure out Bayesh's Reyecha? I don't know. It's a separate Issa. Maybe Lasachmat Eish's Reyecha. Some hold that that's a separate Issa. Not the same as Lasachmat Beis Reyecha. Al Sheikh has such a, there's a Sefer Derech Pikudecha by the Bnei Yisoscha. Bnei Yisoscha is Achsidish Rebbe. Pish Melech Dinever. So he wrote the Sefer Mitzvahs. We only have till in the middle of Mishpatim. We only have 50 Samad Mitzvahs. And every mitzvah he writes, Machshava Diba Maisa, has three parts to every mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Derech Pikudech in one place. So it's a legitimate thing. So the Derech Pikudech, he quotes on the Pasuk of Lesachmaid, he quotes from the Alshech on Mishlei, that there's a Pasuk in Mishlei that says you shouldn't look at someone else's beautiful wife. Al Tisab Liyoifyo. You shouldn't desire her beauty. What does that mean, Al Tisab Liyoifyo? So the Alshech writes, I see your wife, she's so good looking with that long black hair. Let's say you're engaged to this good looking girl. I make up my mind, that's your girlfriend. I'm going to look to marry a girl with such long black hair and such blue eyes. I'm not looking to marry your girlfriend. It's your girlfriend. I want Altisab Lioifa means you're not allowed a desire to marry a good looking girl like that. Or I come to your home and I see, wow, paintings and bookcases. I don't want to take your painting, your bookcase. I'm going to buy a home exactly the same with the paintings and bookcases in the garage, everything in the furniture, everything the same. Everything is for sale in the stores. I'm not trying to get, I don't have desire to take from you. So the Al-Sheikh learns, Al-Tisav Li-Yofya goes on Eishas Ish. You're not allowed to fall in love with the beauty. That's also halal. So the Derech B'Kedecha is not sure. Is that only on Eishas Re'echa? Or is that even on Beis Re'echa? Maybe the Al-Sheikh interpreted the Pasuk in Mishlei. It's a separate love on Lasach Mar Eishas Re'echa. So it's even Al-Tisav Li-Yofya. You're not even allowed to have that kind of a desire. Maybe it doesn't apply to Beis Re'echa. I think he's noted to say that it does apply. But he's mistopic to say maybe it's two different isum. Maybe they're not the same. Maybe the rabbi holds all they're not the same. The rabbi holds that their love is mamish like sigzol. How can you say like sigzol by yeshus v'yecha? Maybe the rabbi will have to hold that they're two different types of love.
By according to the rabbi, separate.
Yeah, the Rambam quotes that from the Sifra that when you have the desire. Right away, you're in violation of lo sisave, even though it doesn't lead to anything. I realize I'm gonna try to get you a wife. You're gonna fire me in the yeshiva, so I control myself. But the fact that I had the havamin of a desire, the havamin is already a violation of lo sisave. And lo sachman is only if you actually go and you get it. So the rabbi doesn't argue with that part of the Rambam. He leaves that Rambam that you violate lo sisave by just having the havamin of a desire. And the Lasachman, he agrees with the whole Rambam. Lasachman, the only desire of Lokachtolach, if you actually take it. But he argues with the Rambam, what's the nature of the love of Lasachman? Whereas the Rambam holds that it's a Nisa Midas, and the taking is an indication of how strong the desire was. So the Rambam writes that it's a love Shema Maisa. The Rabbi writes, Ein Lacha Maisa Godel Mizeh. He holds that the love is the Lakicha, the taking, and it's identical with the Gezel. And you may not like it for a different reason, because Lav Anit and the Tashlum, and it's Be'el Machaveiro.
The Derech B'Gudecha is saying that taking a different chifat is actually by the Lav of Losachmon?
Yeah. He raises that possibility, I think he comes to that maskana.
Losachmon means, we are just saying that I pressure the individual until he sells me his object. He's not selling me his object. There's no shear of Losachmon. I fulfill the shear of Losachmon.
The Ben Ezra writes on that pasuk. Ben Ezra has a famous kind. He raises a question: how can you control your emotions? The girl is a good-looking girl. How can I control myself from feeling that I wish I could marry such a good-looking girl? So the Ben Ezra has a famous comment. He says, if you see the king's daughter, you're a farmer, and the king's daughter is absolutely good-looking, you'll never have a half minute that you're going to marry the king's daughter. The farmer, the king is never going to let you marry his daughter. So he says, whatever belongs to someone else should be like the king's daughter. You shouldn't even have a havamin. You're not even having a havamin. So if I look at someone else's belonging, someone else's property, and I look at it and I have a desire to get even a kayetze bozeh, I shouldn't even have such a desire. So just for having the desire, there's already a loisisabe. And if the desire leads itself to fruition, I buy another thing kayetze bozeh. And he thinks I'm a violation.
That's not really an equivalent share. You're trying to pressure someone I can just go to a store and get it easily. It's not like trying to pressure someone to sell me their painting.
Yeah. The rabbi can't hold like that. The rabbi can. The rabbi said it's a lava of gezel. What kind of gezel? I went to the store. It's for sale. According to the rabbi, for sure it's not so. But the shalom, according to the rabbi, so how do you, if the rabbi holds that lasachman is identical with Lesigzol, that's what Tosis said, one answer. Lesachman is identical to Lesigzol. How can you have Lesachman on Eishes V'yecha? It's not going to be a Lesigzol. He's going to give a legitimate get. I'm going to ruin their marriage. He's going to give a legitimate get. I'm going to marry her. It's not going to be Lesigzol. We said maybe it could be the rabbi holds that there's a separate Issa. Lesachman Eishes V'yecha is a totally different Issa from Lesachman. Lesachman Beis V'yecha, Kol Hashem V'yecha, that's Gezel. Lesachman Eishes V'yecha is a different Issa. So he said, based on the possibility, maybe that sad in the Derech B'Kodecha, that the Al-Sheikh only meant that Pasuk in Mishlei by Eishes V'yecha. But he himself is not the other way. He thinks that that Lasachman should be violated even by other things also. Not only Eishes V'yecha, by other things. He thinks that the Chiddush of the Al-Sheikh is the Pasuk in Mishlei is reinterpreting the Pasuk in Chum. A big Chiddush, too big. Okay.
Why does Losachmon have to mean that you're pressuring him to sell the object? That's just how Fibon defines it. I'm saying.
Why can't it be?
No, that's what we usually learn shot. Sachman usually learn shot. I pressure him to the, it's not really for sale. It's not a store. If I come into a store and I have a desire to buy something, that's not less Sachman. Everything's for sale. I come into your private home and nothing is it. You have paintings and you have bookcases and you have furniture. You have a wife, and I pressure you to give me something that you really wouldn't want to part with. But I pressure you, and I make such a good offer, either because I hold a gun to your head, and then under the circumstances you agree to sell it, okay? Or because I give you such an offer that it's irresistible.
Why can't there be that? Why can't that be an issue by someone's wife as well? If you force the guy to give her a gun so you can marry her?
Yeah, but the rabbi holds that L'Sachman is identical with the Sigzon. How is there loy sigzal and aishas v'yechla? No, so then he is, the get is good. The rabbi says, whenever I'm kaina, then there's no loy sachmat. If he said reitzani, then he says there's no loy sachmat. So by the get, he certainly said reitzani. He gave a get, then I married her. So how can it be loy sachmat? So maybe it's a separate issa.
This would apply also, let's say a person, a Jewish person puts a deposit on something in a store or in a deal or a building, and another Jewish person tries to interfere. Let's say, and he says, oh, I'll give you $10 million more for this building. I don't care if you're cooked, so this building.
I mean, the first one didn't really acquire ownership yet. The thing is for sale. Made a contract, but he didn't clinch the deal yet. Yeah, that's a din gemara. That's called aneham hapech bacharor. The first guy was holding by clinching a deal, so that's nikra rasha. The second guy chapsois, that's nikra rasha. That's midas ras. But you can't really say that it's loisigza. You can't really say it's loisachman because it doesn't belong to him yet. And it is for sale, so I'm allowed to have a desire to buy it. Just that he's holding by clinching a deal with the first guy, so that's an adla. So that's not fair. So because of that, it's not fair. The Gemara says, Ani hamapech b'charo, baruch ha'netol, and nikra rosho.
Would the Erech
Hazer
share by, not by wife, by anything else, not really be so shy nowadays? Saying, if I see someone has a nice piece of furniture,
so I have somewhere they bought it, they say
IKEA,
so I go to
IKEA. It's not the same as
when everything
is different and I have to go through a lot to try and find a similar couch
to
what he has.
Mm-hmm.
Here they sell them by the thousands.
Thousands of copies. Could be. It's a good tiny. How can you say that there's
less
Sachman? Yeah. I don't know.
Isn't Mr. Gerais
I think he assumes like that the Pasuk in Mishlei is Megala, that this is included in the Pasuk in Chumash. But he's not sure whether just Megala is included in L'Sachmat Eishes V'yecho, or it's even included in L'Sachmat Beis V'yecho. But I think he assumes that it's Megala Pshat in the Chumash, and that's the Aseres HaDibros. Yeah. It is a Chumash. The whole thing, the whole Ashech is a Chumash. Okay, so we're still here in this Gemara. Okay, Lamed Beis, I want to go through again the Gemara with the whole Shakla Vitari. Okay, so we landed tomorrow. We're having a Milchik lunch together at 12 o'clock. Then as soon as we bench, we'll try to learn a little bit. Then Wednesday morning, I have to go out of town early on Wednesday. So Thursday, I won't be able to give a shiur. I won't be here. Wednesday, I have to give a shiur early. I'll have to negotiate tomorrow. We'll have to determine tomorrow what time this year will be on Wednesday, but it's going to be early. Okay.